Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're slashing through hordes of zombies, soaring across beautiful fantasy landscapes, or navigating a perilous labyrinth, who has the time to take in a measly old sign? Well, what about a sign that says, don't go in here, no fishing, or no entry? I mean, what, are you not gonna see what's on the other side? I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game signs you had to ignore. Number 8, do not use this lever. Dishonored. It is of utmost importance that you do not open the cage without my approval. Voracious is ill and quite temperamental. Should his cage be opened, he might attack and endanger anyone patrolling the kennel. This is literally a sign in Dishonored, but, well, that's just inviting some shenanigans, isn't it? Corvo Etano finds this note in the underground kennels of High Overseer Campbell's outpost, and not only is it entertaining to watch Voracious turn on his owners, but it's quite helpful, as the lethal pooch can clear the hallway of every Overseer guard in the process. He'll attack you too if you're in the way, but as long as you stay out of sight, you can just sit back and watch the chaos unfold. Also note, if you're going for a no-kill playthrough, you can still pull this off. Overseers dying to the Hounds do not count as your own kills. Number 7, the Sign Fairies, Spyro the Dragon, 1998. The levels known as Speedways in Insomniac's original Spyro the Dragon trilogy are pretty polarizing amongst players. Some enjoy the fast-paced, free-roaming flight away from the main formula, whereas others see them as infuriating obstacles standing between them and the rest of the game. Regardless of which camp you pitch your tent in, you'll always want to find the fastest way around the course, and that isn't necessarily the one the developers have mapped out. See, in two of Spyro the Dragon's time trials, Night Flight and Crystal Flight, various fairies can be seen around the fringes of the course, holding arrow signs that point to the supposed best way to go. However, this is almost total bull, and will lead you down a far more complex path than whatever you would have improvised as you went. Incredibly, Spyro's Reignited trilogy acknowledged this, offering you points for flaming each fairy instead in each of these levels. Talk about some impeccable fan service. Number 6, Alien Bomb Warning, Abduction. Abduction, the brilliantly inventive successor to Myst and Riven, is based around the central area of Hunrath, a sleepy old western town almost scooped off the earth and plonked down onto an alien planet. Many buildings have the same sign pinned onto them, warning you to stay away from anything that even remotely resembles this diagram unless it has been disabled. In a game that gives you so few clues, you'll probably be hyper aware of this warning at the start of the game. But when no such device ever shows up, it's likely to slip from your mind or trick you into thinking that it's all one big red herring. It's only when you start planet hopping and make it to the end of the planet Moray that you find one of these particular things. If, like many players, it's been hours of puzzle solving and item hunting that you forgot that fateful warning in the first place, you'll just run right up to the device and get blown to Kingdom Come. Turns out these diagrams were hiding in early end of the game, and once you boot it back up, you'll likely never doubt any repeat art asset ever again. Number 5, the Archdragon Peak Bell, Dark Souls 3. Nothing will remain once the bell has tolled. I mean, now I'm just curious. Archdragon Peak is a well-hidden area in Dark Souls 3, and if you're observant enough to find it, the dragon-human hybrids there are not going to give you an easy time. Make your way up to the giant belfry though, and you'll find the bell in question, very still and very untouched. In front of it is a lever, and in front of that is a very obviously placed developer message telling you not to ring the bell. If you're being a good little unkindled, you might just take this advice and move on, but let's be honest, curiosity gets the better of every single Dark Souls player. Pulling the lever and ringing the bell turns the sky an ominous dark, and along the pathway of clouds that forms is the Nameless King, universally agreed to be one of the toughest bosses in all of Dark Souls. A few deaths into this fight, you'll be kicking yourself for ever having rung that goddamn bell. But you did, and now you have to pay for your ignorance. Have fun getting lightning to death for the next 5 hours. Number 4, The Hidden Sign, Grand Theft Auto 3. One of the coolest early Easter eggs in the swath of now it's in 3D energy that came from Zelda, GTA, and I guess Sonic, GTA 3's groundbreaking open world structure gave Rockstar new design possibilities that had never been seen before. Seriously, we all take 3D video games for granted now, but even Hideo Kojima had to build Lego models and pilot tiny cameras through them to even figure out how to code perspective in this new dimension. Anyway, when it comes to hiding things within an open world, Rockstar laid down a now iconic random sign that you'd only stumble upon if you went against its advice beforehand. I know that makes no sense, but it will. From a car park in Bedford Point, a pretty convoluted rooftop route will take you down into a hidden alley, where a deliberately out-of-place sign says, "You weren't supposed to be able to get here, you know." Now, if you're the kind of gamer who's cautious to a fault, you might see this and think you've broken something, but most of us took it as an excuse to force Claude down any number of alleyways and crevices, looking for more of the same. Brilliantly, go back to this exact spot in Liberty City Stories re-release on PS2, and the sign now reads, "You just can't get enough of this alley, can you?" Number 3, no fishing. Resident Evil 4. In a medium where fishing minigames are universally a way to take a load off, trust Resident Evil to upend that in the most violent way possible. Coming right at the beginning of the game, the lake area features a sign that reads no fishing, which of course means you have to, even without a fishing rod. The next best thing? Well, a handgun, of course, and though you can get away with firing a few shots into the water, do it too much and you'll trigger the gargantuan horror Del Lago to burst from the surface and swallow you whole. Yes, this is a boss for later in the game and you awakened it from its slumber way too early. Next time, maybe bring some bait. Number 2, don't you dare, Dark Souls 2. In From Software games, curiosity doesn't just kill the cat, but your very will to restart. Aldia's Keep is a literal house of horrors filled with mashed up beasts and twisted religious folk. On the ground floor, you'll find Royal Sorcerer Navlan, a dangerously insane man locked up behind a wall of magic. Navlan doesn't mince his words, telling you he's killed many people and he'll kill even more if he manages to get out. Any sane person would naturally leave him there to rot, but the intrepid Souls player always wonders if there's a specific item that maybe only he can drop. Elsewhere in the keep, you can find a number of sconces with the message "Don't you dare" written in front of them. Obviously, you must then dare, and lighting each of these sconces summons a black phantom version of Navlan that is insanely hard to kill for an NPC. If you still want to go one further, you can set the real Navlan free by pulling a lever in a corridor that has "pull back" written on the floor literally dozens of times. This will lead to Navlan getting out and potentially killing you or all of your friends back at Majula, but you can't say that you weren't warned. And number 1, Omokeo, Sonic the Hedgehog. If there was an award for the most obnoxious, persistent annoyance in the world of chirpy-voiced game tutorials, then Omokeo would have swept the ceremony for 20 plus years in a row. Though he debuted in Sonic Adventure, the Clockwork KO's first real appearance is in Sonic Adventure 2, where he serves as an in-game guide. Bumping into him means he'll start buzzing around you, telling you about all sorts of game mechanics that you totally already knew about. The upside is that you can exact revenge by picking him up and throwing him into a bottomless pit, or you can just outright attack him in an attempt to shut him the hell up. Omokeo will shout at you if you do this, but that just makes it more fun. A living piece of signage carrying on the legacy of Navi's "Hey, listen" soundbite from Ocarina of Time. Well, if that's any game's idea of a tutorial, maybe we'd rather just figure it out on our own.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.